My name is Stacy Estrella, and I'm 46 years old. I'm a consultant in New York City, and I love flamenco. Flamenco, God, every part of it makes me feel completely alive. It is the complexity that keeps me so awake and in the moment. There is no simple part to flamenco. The simplest part is the bass that one must keep in the compás, but even that is extremely complex. I first became interested in flamenco, 10, 15 years ago. I took a trip to Spain and I went to Salamanca to learn Spanish. So I first spent 5 months there. And I think that the process of learning the Spanish language just spoke to the deepest part of who I am. I have Spanish blood, and I think there was something about the language that then opened the door to the dance. The first performance I went to was actually in San Francisco, and there was just something about it that drew me. Now, I will admit that I was first drawn to the outfits, to the dresses, to the festive way that women showed up. But what really drew me to flamenco was the idea that it drew on the extremes of what it means to be a woman. It drew on the strength of a woman. It also drew on the fragility. And so when you watch a flamenco dancer, what I love is that it draws on you to be a whole woman, you know, strong and soft. And that's one of the things that I love to explore in my own dance. Yes, since starting flamenco again last August, I've found two amazing instructors, and I spend the bulk of my week with them. The first one is La Magdalena. And her studio is called Flamenco con Magdalena. And she's phenomenal. She's great at helping us have the courage to perform and improvise. Flamenco for me really represents my philosophy about how to live, at least for me. And to explain a little bit of that, I grew up in a household where I was raised by a single mom. My father left when we were three. My mom unfortunately did not have much support from her parents, who she never knew her father. Her mother passed away when she was, I think, 23 years old. So growing up as a child, I watched as my mother spent her time really living in service of her children. And in watching that, I also saw that she had very few opportunities. Actually, she had no opportunities to pursue her own dreams, to live her own life. And I think that there's some sadness there. And I think I was always very perceptive of that sadness. And from a very young age, I realized, for me anyway, I wanted to live a life that would be rich in experiences. And getting ready for my first performance, May 5th. I am so excited for this first performance. I'm even thinking I might make my own dress because it's a way that I can bring another part of my artistic side to bear. I feel like I'm returning back to me, but to a better part of me. What I have discovered since moving to New York was you cannot run away from love. Love will find you. When it's true love, it is going to find you no matter what. And this is exactly what I found here in New York. My love is here. It's in the Spanish language, it's in the dancing, flamenco, and it's in design. And now I'm finally bringing them together.